How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
Get ready for your unofficial dental hygiene podcast. These are the tales of two hygienists, one East Coast RDH and one West Coast Guygenist. Listen as they tackle the profession of dental hygiene with humor and enthusiasm. Now, please join Michelle Strange and Andrew Johnston as they tell you a tale of two hygienists.
Take three of A Tale of Two Hygienists.
I know.
2018 episode.
Nothing changed from 2015 when we started, or whatever year it was that we actually started.
One of us can't record at any given time.
At least your button is in the on position this time, so that's good. But
we're making strides.
Can I be honest? So this is like take three. Like, the problem with not having like a rehearsed show is like nothing's natural.
I don't know
anymore.
What we just talked about.
And I can't recreate whatever we were supposed to talk about. So let's just Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We don't do resolutions. We talked about that twice already.
We don't do resolutions at all. Mm-hmm. I think they're a failure.
Right.
And our audio apparently isn't going to get better.
Right. Which was a promise that we've made like 8 times. And you know what? Just deal with it.
We make the attempt, guys. I swear.
Yeah. We do our best. Okay, so I want to take it into a different direction then, since we're not going to really talk about any of that crap anymore.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Y'all should have been there for our take two.
Good 15 or 20 minutes worth of stuff. But anyways. Okay, so we have Voices of Dentistry's coming up really soon. That's at the end of this month. So that's going to be good.
2018.
January 26th and 27th or something like that.
Sure.
So that's going to be really good. And the reason why I was thinking about them is because the results of that online voting from podcasting.org or dentalpodcast.org came out. Hold on. I got to bring it up again because...
Drum roll, please.
So just you wait. I mean, the quick answer is we're number one again.
Shut your face.
Not even kidding. Let me get the right
URL.
Do you
see that my dog literally just perked up when I said that? She was like, Mom, what's happening? Shut up. Are we really?
Okay, so dentalpodcast.org is the website. And let me count real quick. Hold on. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22. There's like almost 30 podcasts that were on the list to be voted for.
Okay.
And the order is A Tale of Two Hygienists, number one. Dental Hacks, number two. We had, according to this bar graph, we don't actually know how many votes. We almost got twice the number of Dental Hacks. Not even kidding you.
You know what I love and / hate?
What?
That our listeners and people who are there to vote are diehard.
Yeah.
Like, you're even better than most dentists that are voting for other podcasts.
No, they're way better.
But the dentists have way more subscribers. There's way more of them.
Yeah, listening. But they're passive, it sounds like. They're passive.
They're so passive, exactly.
And they're not, there are a few, I guess, that are really, really into the groups and things like that on Facebook. And like the Allen Mead Experience is a really cool podcast where just the listeners of that podcast go have their own Facebook group. And it's not that big. He doesn't let anyone else in there unless they know the password. You can only get the password by listening to the show.
Oh. So,
yeah, it's really cool. So,
way to be Alan.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so he has a nice, like, good number of subscribers that are also like his good friends and supporters and things. I think that's why he's so successful. But yeah, so anyway, so they were number two. Dental Hacks were number two. Number three was the Dental Guys. And I like the Dental Guys. They're a good group of guys. Couple of guys.
I do too.
And number four is Nifty Thrifty Dentists.
I have not actually listened to that one.
I have listened to a little bit here and there. I like their Facebook group a lot. It is all about being thrifty and how to get discounts and, not really compromising quality but still getting good deals on things. And especially with with the independent hygienists that are coming out, it's really hard to get buying power. And so this type of stuff is really important, I guess. Yeah, you know, I mean, you're not going to need burrs and things like that, or maybe you will need burrs depending on what your practice is going to consist of, but they have all sorts of really cool deals. Anyways, so there was that. The one after that, again, I'm just eyeballing it here. I think it was Healthy Mouth, Healthy Life was probably number
good job,
five.
Carrie Ibbotson.
Yeah, so Carrie came in there. And then right after her, I think, looks like Howard Foran and Mark Costas are right for that. So, yeah, so not too bad.
Two hygiene podcasts in the top 10?
Yeah, yeah. You know, to be fair, though, Mom Genus isn't on here.
I wrote them in. Look.
Yeah, I don't see any of the write-ins on here. So I don't know what happened there, but... I don't think Mom Genus is on here. Yeah.
Oh, so, well, that's unfortunate.
But, yeah. But what I'm trying to really do is try and get everyone that's going to be a hygiene podcast into it, and then we'll kind of support each other next year a little bit better. So that'll be a thing.
Can I just take a moment? Like, because we so much love how when people send us messages and comments and, you know, I could talk for days about dentistry. I get I'm a dental nerd. And when you and I started this, we always said we wanted to make sure that people were informed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get those comments that like really tell us that that's happening out there, I mean, it warms my heart. It really does. Which is, I'm usually a cold-hearted snake, so.
You are a cold-hearted snake. Do you want me to read the comment that you're talking about specifically?
I'm looking for it. But
so
my
she
point
changed
of this,
her name, by the way. So make sure we use the right name.
I wasn't going to use a name just in case.
Oh.
But I want everyone to really just tell people, not because about the podcast, not because, you know, it makes us any more successful, but because there are moments like this that I think that we can all be better clinicians, not from what you and I say, because we're a bunch of idiots, but from what the people who come on this podcast and share their information and their expertise, like, it's really valuable. So Kate said, I have learned so much that my boss pulled me into his office to ask me where I was learning all this fabulous information. Patients also raved to him about how much I know about teeth. Love this podcast and thankful for the hard work put into it. Like, that's...
Hold on. Read the hashtags. The last one's my favorite.
Atoth, hashtag listener for life, hashtag nerd alert.
I love it. That's so good. Oh, nerd alert. Yes. Love it.
And, you know, if you are an avid listener of this podcast, or if you've just, I don't know, stuck your toe in the waters every now and again, you know, share it with people or find the ones that work for you, and then tell us that they work for you and tell us you want more of that or less of that or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, again, I'm here to talk, like, because I like to open my mouth about dentistry and drink the wine. But outside of that, the end result is you guys being more informed. And so if we can bring that to you in any way that we can, or having experts or people that are up and comers. God, I love the up and comers. Like, they're great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, we've had people on here that weren't in my circle of people. I'll take Josie, for instance, for, Josie, you know, with her podcast with autism. Like, all the things I learned. Mm-hmm. All of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was great. So thanks for the feedback, and then also share it, please.
Yes. We have 32 ratings on iTunes, so we're still looking for some more of those. 30 of them are 5-star, and then one's a 3-star, and one's, you know, the 1-star that we don't talk about anymore. But not too bad, but I would sure like to see a few more of those go up. I feel like I was talking about something else when we got sidetracked.
Oh, you mean with take 3?
No. Oh, just the voting thing. Oh, yeah. So thank you, by the way, for voting. That's what I want to come back to. So we're number one, Dental Hacks and Dental Guys, Nifty Thrifty Dentists. It's a huge, huge honor. It's going to be on the homepage of dentalpodcast.org. And they've done it since 2015. But if you remember, Michelle and I started late in 2015. It's like it was November. And so nobody was listening in back then.
No.
And then 2016, we went from last to first, and then we were able to retain our
2017
awesome title. We need a belt or something. We need,
seriously,
like, that'd be so cool to, like, be able to walk around.
Are we going to be presented with some kind of medal of honor at Voices of Dentistry? Because that happen.
I hope so. Can I also, the only thing that I kind of have, like, a little slam on this one is it says the best podcasts of 2017. Hundreds of dentists voted.
I read that.
And I'm like, dentists? Like, guaranteed the dentists aren't the ones that voted. It's our hygiene friends that voted for us. So hands that was kind of weird. Yeah.
Well, but it's also, do you feel like sometimes even with gender, we pulled all the best guys that we could find. I'm like, oh, well, I'm a girl. I pulled too. Almost like that same mentality.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see that too.
Without even thinking about it. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, I'm sure it was not intentional. I'm very sure of that. Cause I think Chance likes us. I mean, we need people to go to his, go to his webpage. So
yeah, really.
Why wouldn't he like us? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to move on to something else. Were you going to move on to something else too?
Yeah, I was.
Well, what do you? You do you, and then I'll do me.
I feel like you should do you first.
Okay, because yours sucks and mine's going to be awesome.
Probably. Yeah. That's exactly where I was going.
so today is January 1st, right? And 2018. And so today's RDH. So remember, episode 100 was with Kara RDH. And we talked about how she's launching her new website, todaysrdh.com, and it's out. It is up and going. And if you have not seen it yet, holy crap, you're in for something awesome. They have a ton of articles already on there. A little shameless promotion. We have our own tab on there.
I know.
A Tale of Two Hygienists.
How cool is that?
I couldn't be happier. It's so cool. I think the one thing I like the most about it, so it's under the categories tab and then a Tale of Two Hygienists. And Michelle, you and I talked about this yet, but if you go into the tab and then the read more, and we'll say episode 100 with Kara, and then you go to it, there is a new custom made toolbar that we used at a Libsyn for each of the episodes that you can listen to on your web browser. And this one's kind of cool because it has, like, skip features and things like that that aren't on the Libsyn home page feed. It is a better enhanced, I guess, way of listening to it. And so if you are the person that likes to listen to our podcast on your computer, I would say maybe go to Today's RDH and start listening to them. It doesn't matter for us either way, but I think it's just a little bit more user friendly the way it's kind of orchestrated on this one. So anyway, that's my thoughts on that one. It's really cool.
I would also like to know from our listeners what podcasting app you use. I think that'd be interesting to know. Okay, I see your face.
You don't see my face. I see your face. No, nothing happened.
No, I definitely saw your face. It must have been an involuntary reaction.
Probably.
Of your annoyance with my question. However, yeah. I'm curious because...
We have that information, though.
Of what everyone uses?
Yeah. Libsyn tells us that. But it's fine. It's fine. I mean, you don't. It's fine. Yeah, everyone tell us the things that you listen with.
All right, forget it. I've been day drinking. I'm over this day.
It's okay. And this is round three of our... talking.
It really is.
Can I say something else, by the way? Hold on, about this today's RDH thing. I'm super, like, I'm so high on it right now. So I pulled it up with my phone because I wanted to see what it would look like, you know, because I would, as you, if you remember from episode 100, I was like, it needs to be mobile friendly. Like, I am so sick and tired of zooming in and pinching and expanding and pinching and expanding to be able to read a freaking article.
Yeah.
It is so nice.
I've gone to it. It's really great.
It's the best. Did you take the quiz yet?
There's a quiz.
It's right when you open up on the very first tiles that you can go onto is test your smart scaling knowledge. I did it. Let me tell you guys about the quiz real quick, only because I don't know. I like it. Okay. So when you go through the quiz, you know how you normally take a quiz? They say, okay, pick A, B, C, or D or whatever. And so they'll have a question, they'll have answers through A, B, C, or D. With this one, you're going to learn so much taking the quiz. So it's not like a yes, no, whatever, whatever. And it's not a yes, you're right, and then a two-sentence thing. If you click on the right one or the wrong one, it'll say correct. It'll have the information, and then it'll also have citations of where that information comes from.
Nice.
Holy crap. Are you kidding me? In a freaking quiz. And it's like a quiz... you know, to enter to win stuff. So who doesn't like winning stuff?
Right. That's so cool. Good for right? them. Good job, Kara and Ben.
I love that. I mean, because you and I talk about this a lot, right? It's all about the evidence. It's all about the information. So
where do you get the information?
Yep. Prove it to
me. FYI, when I am post Nicaragua trip, you're going to be hearing that podcast coming up soon. Mm-hmm. On that trip, we were there with the OBGYN and we had long discussions about dentistry and pregnancy. And I just want everyone to know that what you learned in school probably doesn't matter now.
Yes. Right.
Even if you graduated a year ago, there is something has changed. It has evolved. It's so fastly evolving that you can't go, but I just graduated last year. That's what I learned. No. And what the proof was absolutely there because, you know, Daniel Lopez and I go buck wild on Facebook sometimes with just the fact that nobody reads the research.
Right.
Like
right.
There's all that, the post. Oh yes. No, I don't do anything outside of the first or third trimester. But why? Because you learned that in school. And so what was so, it made me feel better because sometimes I also think, well, do I get so all-knowing, so omnipotent with some things that I can't see other stuff? Hmm. And so when I'm talking to her, she was like, no, why would any hygienist ever think that? And I was like, that's probably, I'd say a strong 90% of the hygiene profession that believes that. And she's like, that's the dumbest thing ever. Like, she was the most frank woman. Like, she didn't give a crap about nothing. Like, she's great with her patients, but when it came to a professional level, she would tell you you're an idiot real fast. And she was just like, who does that? That's so stupid. And she worked for FQHC, where she has, it's a collaborative effect within their community. And so she's like, no, my hygienists see patients whenever I tell them to see patients and vice versa. And I was like, well, damn. Like, thanks for reminding me that when I get frustrated, it's not always for the worst thing in the world.
Well, we'll definitely have to get her on because we like bluntness and frank. So basically like the OBGYN of like the Michelle version. But just
she might even put me to shame.
Holy crap.
She was hilarious, though. But hilarious.
Yeah.
Daniel loved her. Like, literally couldn't stand not being around her. She was so great. But so it's, you know, I just want everyone to continue. We bring people on and we do this story time with Michelle and we do all these things because it's ever changing. And if you mm-hmm. are in hygiene school, even now, or if you're going into hygiene school, do what you need to do to graduate and pass the boards. But know that those books and the boards are notoriously behind.
Yeah,
because you can't print additions to textbooks in a manner that keeps up with research. You just can't.
Right.
And, you know, even your faculty are struggling to keep their head above water for the curriculum and the syllabus. And I'll be quite frank with this, that, you know, sometimes the classes are a hot mess. Like sometimes the students are not getting it. It's all the drama. There's so many social aspects to teaching, not just the actual teaching of curriculum.
Yeah.
Even though I wish that was it. But, you know, I have like, oh, she didn't help me clean up today. I got stuck with all the ultrasonic stuff. And it's like, well, it's like being in an office. So you can't sometimes get to the more important stuff, which is delivering you the information that's most up to date.
Hmm.
And this is why you need to, even though you're probably burned out like crazy upon graduation, get right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Read the articles, get your journals, subscribe to today's RDH and RDH Mag and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
Stay informed and do not let the words come out of your mouth. But that's what I learned in school.
There is a new group I just saw on Facebook, it's in that Trapped in the Op thing. I can't remember the name of it, but it's because there's like 14 members. Like they just started it today. But it was about CE, like where to find free CE or really heavily discounted CE. And I think that's really important. Go. I mean, if you find that group, I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes if I can remember. But, and then also speaking kind of to that point, you know, Claire Jong, our friend, she mm-hmm. from Student RDH, she just published another piece about the blood pressure change, in regulation, whatever. So yeah, mm-hmm. things are always changing. And if you don't have it in you to like sit through a course, just read a quick article or listen to a quick podcast or even a very long podcast like ours.
Yeah. Sometimes. Also, if I could piggyback on that, I don't know if you caught my Trapped in the Op post where I was a little annoyed with some emails that I occasionally get.
Yeah.
And I get it. I understand that I struggle with bluntness and professionalism. It's a line that I walk and most of the time fall off of all the time. But your emails should not start with, hey, get in touch with me. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Hold on. Let's set it up a little bit better than that. So is this a person that you've already had relationship with?
No.
Either professional or, okay. So this is like a blind discussion with someone you've never met before. Okay.
So if you are trying to get out of the op, if you are trying to interact with somebody that could possibly be a part of the company that you want to work with in the future, there has to be some kind of formality and greeting, even if it is to the most basic email address that you could find within that company. Let's say you went to their thing and went to contact us. I don't care who it is. It needs to be professional to the T. And you need to be ready if they say, hey, thanks for your questions and comments. Do you have a CV or a resume to send to me? One that should be attached if that's what your question is. But secondly, if I send that to you, you should be able to, within moments, respond to me with said CV and resume, not that I need to get that together. Let me get that back to you.
Even if you're sitting at a stoplight to do that. I think that was on like the second.
That was our second take. That sometimes
people know
I read my emails at stoplights. Sorry, not sorry.
Doing that.
Because that literally took me 30 seconds to go, well, can you send it to me? Email sent. One thing off my to-do list. But I just feel like sometimes we have this grand idea that working in corporate and working in sales and working in whatever position that's not in the clinical op is, it's easy, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, it's great, but it's a lot of hard work and you have to love it enough to get out of that. Well, let me rephrase this. You have to love what you do in dentistry enough to leave the op, I think. Like, there has to be some kind of passion to leave the op, I think. So then once you decide that that's your passion, you're excited about this, and you go find it, would you be willing to not make money for a little bit or not make enough money until it's built?
See, that's a tough one, right? I don't know that a lot of people would do that. That's a very personal question for each of the people that are doing that.
It is. It absolutely is. I worked with Tepe for 2 years as a consultant before I ever came full-time with them. It was hit or miss. It was never consistent. It was definitely sporadic. There were moments where I was like, this probably is not going to work out. I don't think I don't want to like ask for work, but I love it enough that when they ask me, I'm going to jump on it kind of thing. So that's kind of my thing is, and it is a very personal thing. You are much more of a numbers person than I am. You need things that are different than me. So for my, if someone said that to you and versus me, like we'd have very different responses to that.
Very different. I wouldn't do anything for free, or I wouldn't do that with no certainty.
Would you write articles for free just to get your name out there?
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, I've written things.
So that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
That's not
about.
Really to get my name out there, though. But okay, that's a whole different thing. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
But that's not why I would do it. I would do it just to share information, just like the podcast, you know, just to do it.
But there's a grander plan, though, right? Like, you're doing it for the get the information out there, but also, hey, by the way, in the future, if I'm going to talk on this topic and make money speaking or make money in a sales world.
Are we going to go there? Are we going there right now to know what my plans are with life?
Oh, do you want to go there?
I mean, I felt like you were kind of like saying that was my thing.
No, but have at it.
Okay.
Buddy.
Well, okay. So I think initially, yeah, that was always going to be the plan. You know, the podcast, the everything was leading up to this bigger, greater, grand design. But I think and you and I have had these conversations in private, but I think ultimately I just don't think that I could ever leave the op. I don't think that's something that's not something that I really don't think that I really want. I mean, the perfect opportunity would have to be presented to me where there's enough money, enough guarantee of X number of years of doing it, unless obviously I royally screw it up. But there has to be some sort of guarantee that's going to be so fulfilling in my life that I'll want to continue to do it. And writing, I mean, the podcast has been fantastic. Like, that has been very fulfilling for me. And I think that has filled whatever void that I was missing from my op work. But this is it. I think I don't want to be a salesman. I don't want to be a president of a company anymore. I thought that I wanted all these things, and that's why I was working towards, you know, the masters and all that in business. And I'm really finding that a lot of these companies, the smaller ones are fantastic, but the bigger companies are really hard to work with.
Yeah.
And because of the difficulties, I don't have the patience for that kind of stuff. Either you love it or you don't love it. You love us or you don't love us. You're going to help us or you're not going to help us. But I don't like deals going on for 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 12 weeks and then they falling through at the very last minute. That's not an enjoyable thing for me. And unfortunately, that's the sales world. That's the corporate world. That's the world that you unfortunately have. Well, fortunately for you, but you're in a different situation. But the majority of people don't have it as good as you do, like with what you have at Tepe.
Absolutely,
I mean,
not.
Tepe has been
totally agree.
Freaking phenomenal for you and for us, together. So because I'm starting to see that through the podcast, through the last couple of years of doing this, I'm great at the company that I work for. They treat me right. They pay me a great wage and amazing benefits, and
yeah,
I'm good to go in the op. I like seeing patients. I like winning them over. I like changing their health.
But you know, if you decide, which is all again great things, like you came upon that, you didn't leave the op completely to go do that, and you decided when you got out of the op that it's not always the grass is greener.
Yeah, it's really not.
And I was out of the op for a full year and felt incomplete. And I have gone back to the op at least one day a week. So, you know, it's a multifactorial kind of situation, I think, for hygienists. And if you are somebody that wants to get into the side of things, I'm just saying be willing to work for free sometimes, write for free, to put yourself out there, to email for free, to do these things and be super professional. You never know who's going to hire you. You never know where that basic contact us email is going to go. And have your ducks in a row when it happens. So if you do send emails, you start the ball rolling. Just know your stuff. Do your due diligence to inform yourself, do your research, create your presentations, have things out there already. And if you're looking just for mentorship, let that be that. But if you're like, I want to be a speaker, I want to be in sales, but don't contact and say, oh, you want me to give you my resume? I need to update that. Like, are you serious? And that's happened multiple times. And also, if I can also throw out this little caveat from the booth, don't come up to exhibitors and say, my rep sucks. She never contacts me. If you need anybody like in the area, let me know. I'm not kidding. I sit next to multiple booths throughout the year, and I've seen this happen a few times where that said rep is in that booth.
Oh, no.
So you're insulting people you don't even know you're insulting because you haven't even, like, I don't know, their back was turned. You didn't even see it. You weren't smart enough to look at your surroundings first. And then don't tell people how to do their job and how to do it better. Show them what you can offer versus what they're not doing.
Oh. Well, 2018 hasn't changed you at all, Michelle.
Soapbox done. I'm off. Sorry.
We should have a rant of the day segment.
Who wants to be our sponsor of Rant of the Day by Michelle?
I feel like some pharmaceutical company, like, here, like, this for is Xanax. An antidepressant or whatever.
A Zoloft one. If you're feeling this passionate about anything in life, here's your Xanax dispenser.
Just calm yourself down.
Somebody that does meditation.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're done.
I don't know where to go with that one. Okay.
I'm sorry. Those are just the thoughts that I've had and the hiatus that we have had.
So what do we have coming up? So we have your Nicaragua trip will be the next episode. And who's on that one? Is it you and Emily and Daniel?
And Linda Miller.
And Linda, who I love.
Y'all, this trip was so good. I can't wait for y'all to listen to it. It was great.
I think, you know, listening to you and Daniel talk about it kind of retrospectively, like, you guys remember a lot of the things that, like, the little things that happen. I feel like a lot of times when I go on these trips, which I was just doing the math, I haven't been on one in long enough that I probably shouldn't say I do them anymore. I need to go on one this year so I can go back to being like, oh yeah, I do mission trips.
I do though. Anyway. I do charitable dentistry.
You guys remember so much. I feel like I'm always like, it's so hectic and it's like organizing and going to pick someone up. And, you know, in Guatemala, like, I really tried to do my best to get everyone at the airport, make sure they get back to the hotel okay. And, you know, make sure that, okay, we're all in this, you know, on the bus together, you know, wherever we're going. I tried to, like, just be that person. And with the Somos group, you know, I'm just like showing up and doing my job, and I didn't really have to take care of very much, but I didn't really enjoy it, but it sounds like you guys did so much.
Yeah, it was a good trip. And, you know, I think also the upside is that we talk about what we do at the end of the day. And it helps you to process the day and remember what you actually did and who you saw and those moments that were really special for you today or not. And you'll hear that I think maybe the Wednesday of the trip was not my favorite day in the world. And that there was a moment where I said, I snapped at the translator or the people waiting because they were being snappy with me. And I was in a really difficult moment where nobody was doing things. Nobody knew where their paperwork was. Somebody got stuck, like, with a needle. We had to find shit. Like, it was just a bad afternoon. And I was like, where's 127? She's like, we're 112. I was like, I wasn't calling 112. Like, I was in that moment. And I was like, oh, I need to settle down. But when I went back and talked about that day with everybody, it wasn't that bad. You know? It's like, if I didn't have that retrospective moment with everyone to talk about the podcast or on the podcast, then I might have just said that that was the worst day yet. And then once I was there, I was like, it's not so, I'm like, it was bad. Like, I had a moment, but I also learned a lot, and now I know what I need to do in the future. And so it's whatever. So it's nice. So, it's nice to have that.
So would you say then the moral of that story is, like, you need to have enough of your friends going with you for these trips that you can kind of reflect on? And, like, you all talked about it together. Because if you're isolated, if you're the only hygienist, like I have been, who am I going to talk to about that kind of stuff?
Well, the upside is that, you know, this trip has always been with people that are, we have an entire bus ride back home, right? So, and we're sitting next to people that we might not have worked with all day. And they'll ask you, like, how's your day? Like, what was going on today? And there's camaraderie within the group, and there's, we call at the end of night, we do, dinner where we all do shout outs for the day. Like, you know, hey, you know, I saw, Andrew hold this kid's hand while the mom was getting a shot, and the kid was really scared for the mom. And I thought that was really sweet. And you're like, oh yeah, I did do that. Like, the day isn't so bad. Like, I did do that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you have that. And then you also, you sit at dinner with each other and you talk about things, you talk about the day. And then for me, I've always gone, even when I was by myself, I went back and recorded. So I guess it's always retrospective in some way. At some point in the day, it's me kind of hashing it out in my own brain in a weird way.
One day, buddy. One day we'll be able to support a bunch of people to go with you.
Yep. That's the goal. That's our goal. 2018 goal.
2018.
Mission work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think we've talked enough, right?
Plenty. We have lots of trips coming up. Chicago Midwinter, Voices of Dentistry, Europario, RDH Under One Roof, to name a few of the conferences we'll be at this year.
Chicago Midwinter. Did you say that?
I thought I said a second or first even, but yeah, I mean, whatever, it doesn't matter. So we'll be at some places and some things. So let's meet up. If you guys want to be on the podcast, if you have ideas for interviews, we are rolling out our CE, our free CE, at the end of this month with our first interview of 2018, which will be with Sherry Lukes.
Yep.
And that'll be awesome and amazing. And we'll continue to bring you, hopefully, at least a couple episodes every month, if not more, of free CE.
Free caliber. CE.
It's going to be great. You guys are going to learn so much, but now you also get rewarded for doing the things that you already do. Yes. And thank you so much for being our friends and for listening.
Yes, honestly. And if you have questions or comments, send them to our A Tale of Two Hygienists Facebook page or atale2hygienists@gmail.com. We're working on a website. Eventually that will come about. I'm going to put that out there just so I can say that I said it and I have to do it.
Okay.
And send us messages, like us on iTunes, review us on iTunes, share the episodes on Facebook. Shares are really important for us. And thanks again for taking the time and listening to a bunch of dental nerds.
Here's to a great 2018, everybody. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Cheers. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.